of this, and it looks as though, if I listen to you, by and large, you've had good results from medicinal cannabis. Keep talking. 011-883-0702. Let's get back to Dino. Sorry, Dino, we lost you there.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened there.
Okay.
Yeah, like I was saying, I was at Santon Mall, and I took a walk, and this guy sat in the CBDs just opposite the escalator.
Yes.
So I went up to him and I checked, you know, what's the cost of these things? He said, no, this is good, that's good. So anyway, I bought oil and I bought gummy bears, you know. I thought, okay, you know, gummy bears are cool. When he swiped it, 2,900 rand. I said, what?
Wow.
For these two things? One is a 30 milliliter bottle for oil. And that was 1.5 on its own, a 30 milliliter bottle of oil. So what I'm trying to get at is, yes, it's good and all of that, it does help. But the cost, I don't think many people would be able to afford the cost of it. It's astronomical. For a 30 milliliter bottle, you're paying just over 1.5. And then I met another lady selling the suppositories.
Yes.
And she's selling just a pack of suppositories for 2,500 rand. Whilst the proper cannabis that you grow is very cheap, because you can even grow it in your yard,
yes,
it's very cheap. The actual extraction of the CBDs is making it very costly, and I'm not sure whether a lot of people would be able to use it.
Ah, that process. Okay, very interesting indeed, Dino. Thank you for that call. I didn't realize it was quite so expensive in certain shops.
Yes.
I'm actually going to explore this in a little more detail, because we spoke to someone earlier who said he was running a business, Dr. Edward Assan, who said he was running a business, he was extracting this, but we actually didn't speak to him about the issue of cost, so perhaps we need to explore that further.
EWN Sport.
Just after 5:45. Hello, I'm with Kaji.
Hi, Joanne. We'll start off with news coming out of the Proteas squad, where Dale Steyn and Quinton de Kock will return for the third ODI against Pakistan on Friday at SuperSport Park. The selectors have called up Lions left-arm seamer Bowden Hendricks as well, who is uncapped in the 50-over format. Olafir, Patterson and Klaassen also drop out. Following the Proteas 5-wicket victory over Pakistan yesterday, Andile Pehlukwayo has explained the importance of batting preparation. Chasing a target of 204, the Proteas lost 5 wickets inside 80 runs before Van der Dissen and Pehlukwayo stabilised the innings. He says improvising is key.
When you're batting in the nets, obviously you want to have a game plan and try use it in the game. Sometimes it might not be the game plan that is needed on the day, but you have to come up with plan B.
In four-day cricket, the Lions lead the night by 90 runs. The Free State side are currently on 43 for 3. In action which has just gotten underway, West Indies are currently on 66 for 1 against England in the first test. This morning, India beat New Zealand by 8 wickets, chasing 157. At the Aussie Open, Stefanos Tsitsipas takes on Rafa Nadal in the first semi-final at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Djokovic and Powell are also in action on Friday. Both women's semi-finals takes place tomorrow when Kvitova goes up against Collins and Pliskova against Osaka. In the APSA Premiership, results from yesterday, Orlando Pirates were held by Baroka, whilst Mamelodi Sundowns beat Highlands Park 2-1. Fitster lead the pack, 2 points ahead of Orlando Pirates, 3 ahead of Sundowns, who have 3 games in hand. Yesterday, Banyana Banyana held Sweden to a goalless draw in Cape Town. Coach Desiree Ellis explained how they could advance at the World Cup.
Well, I think a win will get you through to the next round, because 4 out of the 6 third place teams go through to the next round. So it's important. Our first game is the most important one, and I think that will set the tone for the rest of the tournament. And then from there on, you know, who knows, anything is possible.
And Manchester City go into tonight's League Cup semi-final against Burton with a 9-0 aggregate advantage. Kick-off this evening is at 9:45. Ahmed Kaji, EWN Sport.
EWN Traffic.
There's now about a 30-minute delay towards Germiston. This is on the N3 South from Marlborough Drive to Van Buren. Traffic is also very slow. This is on the R24 N12 West, approaching the Galilee's interchange in Benoni. A vehicle has overturned on the N12 East at Bunyan Street, causing some delays. In Bryanston, traffic is heavily backed up on Grosvenor Road between Bryanston Drive and the N1 Bridge. Heading towards Midrand, traffic is also very slow on the M1 North between Greyston and the Buccleuch Interchange. In Windsor West, you can still expect about a 20-minute delay on Bayers Nordea between Judges and the N1. Faulty traffic lights are still causing delays this evening in Bryanston at Bramfisher and Peter Place, as well as in North Riding at Boundary and Oriole. In the city of Tshwane, traffic is congested in Linwood on the N1 South between Linwood Road and the Hartfontein Road off-ramp due to an earlier accident. And in Groenkloof, you can still expect more than a 20-minute delay on George Storer. This is approaching the Fountain Circle. Karabo Jali, EWN Traffic.
The Kolani Gwala Show. Weekdays 12 to 1.
How much does this taint the ANC?
The ANC was in a good space, you know, after its anniversary celebration. The thing is about Mr. Greetsi's evidence is that it's so overwhelming and it's so damning. Minister Nambula Mokonyane, you must remember Khazani, that she was the head of the ANC campaign.
Ranjan Munsami, associate editor at Tiso Black Star.
The Kolani Gwala Show on 702 for the curious.
At Checkers, we know that in January, every saving counts. That's why we're bringing you over 100 million rand in savings with our January Savings Fund. So you can get essentials like 1 kg Kellogg's All Brand Flakes for $49.99 and 1 litre Everfresh Long Life Milk for just $69.99 per six-pack. Save more with our January Savings Fund. Valid till Sunday, 3 February at Checkers and Checkers Hypers, excluding Lichtenberg, Mafeking and Free State.
Barney!
Neighbor, what's up?
I just saw a strange guy driving off with your car. Come on, let's catch him.
Oh, relax, bud. That was the oak from We Buy Cars.
You just told me yesterday you were thinking of selling your car.
I was, so I visited their website, and they made me such a good offer, I had to let her go.
But what about the payment?
Got it. They came to me, did all the paperwork, and made immediate payment.
Wow, that was quick.
I know, right? WeBuyCars.co.za, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
The Dis-Chem Brain of 702 is back. Are you ready to battle it out with the best brains? Head over to 702.co.za, register and play, because you could be chosen to play the Dis-Chem Brain of 702. Get ready to battle it out and stand the chance of winning a share of 185,000 Rand. The 2019 Dis-Chem Brain of 702 is brought to you by Dis-Chem, pharmacists who care, a winning mind in a healthy body. Visit 702.co.za to register.
Joanne Joseph on 702.
For the curious.
On 92.7 and 106 FM.
8 minutes to six on the program, and this is a story we tracked from some time ago about South African Andre Hanekom, who a few weeks ago was being held for suspected terrorist activity in Mozambique. Now, we spoke to his wife a few weeks ago, and Francis Hanekom told us that private companies were trying to gain access to his seafront property, which was very valuable because it looks over rich gas deposits in the province. And she said the government was trying to help them, but what she had understood to have happened so far is that her husband had been unlawfully arrested. He'd been taken to court. He'd been given a bail application. They'd been granted bail. But right after that bail application, he was whisked off to a military base and kept there. And she could not get access to him. And she was trying any avenue possible to try and get him out of there. Today we hear that Andre Hanekom has died in custody. Now, a foreign affairs spokesperson, Indubuo Mabaya, has taken the time to speak to us to give us the latest on this, because we understand South Africa's High Commissioner in Maputo has been ordered to investigate Andre Hanekom's death. Ndivor, thank you so much for your time on Afternoon Drive. What can you tell us about the circumstances of Andre Hanekom's death?
Good afternoon. I think firstly we extend our condolences to the family and all the friends. But we have asked the High Commissioner in Mozambique, High Commissioner Mpatwa, to urgently engage with authorities. The minister was briefed this morning here in Davos about his death. As you will understand, we are as shocked as everybody. Last week, the High Commissioner and a number of officials visited Mr. Hanekom, and a few days after that, we hear of this news. We are engaging with the Mozambican authorities to understand the circumstances, and we are also engaging with the family The wife is now with us at the High Commission in Maputo, and we are hoping that after the engagement with the Mozambican authorities, the High Commissioner can be able to give us more information.
Right. Can you tell us what condition Andre Hanekom was in when you last saw him?
You know, those who saw Andre Hanekom on Wednesday and Thursday, they say he was fine. And you'll understand our communication earlier during the week. But those who saw him on Saturday and Friday afternoon says, overnight he did not get well, and then he was taken to hospital. But on Sunday and Monday, the family was unable to see him as far as we now understand. But then this morning they were informed that he has passed on. So these are some of the issues that we are engaging on. But we can say that we have asked the High Commissioner to engage with authorities and to give us more information about what happened to the gentleman in the past 10 days.
Tell me, I mean, I've got information from an inside source that he was bleeding from the stomach over the weekend, and his family suspected he was poisoned because he was also convulsing. Did you hear anything about that?
There is a number of sources that have also given us information. That is why it is important for the High Commissioner to investigate. The team from the High Commission also saw him in a hospital on Saturday. So there's a lot of information that has come to light. We are investigating that. We are engaging with the authorities, and we will not be able to comment on the sources that you are referring to.
I just want to ask you about this issue, because you said that you saw him last week before he got ill. Did you visit him at the military base, or were you visiting him in police custody or at home?
Mr. Hanekom was in custody.
But was it police or military custody?
Different countries use different law enforcement agencies for whatever charges you are facing. We will not be able to confirm at this stage whether it's a military base or it's a joint police and a military prison that was being used.
But why not? I mean, to be fair, his wife said that he was being held unlawfully at a military prison when the police had actually released him because he should have been out on bail. Surely that is going to indicate to us that something was very wrong if he was being held against his will at a military base.
Mr. Hanekom was arrested 3 times by the Mozambican authority. The 2 times he was released. If you look at the statement we issued last week, it indicates the number of times that he was arrested. It depends who arrested him. We will not be able to define for the Mozambican authorities which prison did they use. But we can tell you for a fact that even the wife visited him in the same prison that we visited him.
All right.
Actually, yes.
Okay. One last question to you. Is there going to be an autopsy done in Mozambique, or only one?